Hello, and welcome to Evolving Consciousness, the podcast where you discover more about the invisible world of energy, consciousness, spirituality, and all the things that help you create your dreamiest life and business yet. Here's your host, Stacey Hartman.
Hello, and welcome. Well, if you've been listening to this podcast for a bit, you've probably already picked up on that my style is to just get into it. This episode's going to be a little different than previous episodes because I had a really interesting experience a couple weeks ago. I was doing what I do when I channel, and a new being, a new energy came through this particular time. And so this energy is very feminine. She's beautiful. She's loving, compassionate, gentle. And she made it very clear that the reason why she was here for me and for us, those of you that are called to this message today, was to reconnect us to the earth, was for us to understand even more our relationship with the earth, her role, her part in the bigger plan, and even some things that to me make no logical sense, but they came through, so of course I'm going to share them with you. And we'll just kind of see how this all unfolds as I reminisce, remember, review, and play with the messages that this new guide that came through wants to share. So let's just get to it. So as soon as she came through and I felt this nurturing kind of feminine presence, I asked her immediately what she wanted to be called. And she said, Flora. I thought that was fascinating because it made perfect sense after the fact and after what she shared with me came through that she would say her name is Flora, which is representative of a flower, the epitome of beauty, the epitome of Earth's most beautiful creations. She made it very clear that her role during this time was to reconnect people to the earth, and that was what she was coming through for here. I had some clairvoyance coming through with Flora. I had a picture, and I also heard her say, take my hand. And she led me to a picture of sitting on top of a hill and being able to see for miles. And it was absolutely stunning. It was gorgeous. I was taking in the pure beauty of the nature that was coming through in the vision. And I want you to imagine right now the most beautiful place you can think of and bring it into your mind's eye. Maybe you're by the ocean, or maybe you're up high in a mountain like I was in this picture. Just bring that picture into your mind. See it clearly. Imagine your own heaven on earth. What are you seeing? What are you hearing? What are you smelling? What are you feeling? Just take a moment and create that entire sensory experience. And now imagine this beautiful guide, Flora, saying to you, this is yours. This is your earth. She is for you. Isn't she beautiful? I'm here to remind you of her beauty. I'm here to remind you of her resourcefulness. That is exactly what she said to me when she brought me to the vision at the top of the hill. She went on to say that there are hidden gems everywhere, that our earth is holding frequencies that humanity isn't quite ready to receive. However, you have access to this magic, even when you can't physically see it. There are glittering, glimmering, beautiful crystals. We know this to be true. Yet what was interesting was an image came that not only are these crystals in the ground and buried in the earth's hills, but they're also in the sky. They're everywhere. And the only reason we can't see them right now is because of the density we're currently in. But the reality is we don't have to see them, because when we tune into our heart, we can feel it. That there is gold, crystals, resources hiding in crevices above and below, all around this beautiful globe we call Earth. And that in this form of Earth is anything and everything that as a human we could ever need. Now, we are talking about form, which is not God, because God is formless. However, the form of the earth and the form of our bodies and the form of us in this human 3D density evolving into new densities, lesser densities, whatever you want to call it, for this experience, the earth has limitless resources for this human form. And any time we are experiencing lack, we are forgetting about Mother Earth and her resourcefulness. She is the provider for our human. And whenever you are looking outside of yourself, or forgetting that you are directly connected and have access to the resources of this earth, or you forget that she holds all of the physical resources and a frequency and a vibration, then you are depleting yourself of your own resources and the ability to tap into it. Her frequency and vibration, her ability to provide for us, is a direct reflection of our own inner resources. The ability to receive from this earth and play with her is where so much of the material that we get to experience comes from. She holds more than we could ever imagine. She holds technology, advancement, crystal technologies, things that the human mind hasn't conceived of yet. So here's where it gets really interesting and a little personal share. I'm actually somebody who's never been interested in crystals. I don't own crystals. I don't go to metaphysical shops. You maybe have even heard me mention in the past, like, I really don't even meditate. And I've often had a kind of a state of self-judgment around that. Like, why don't you do these things that other spiritual people do? What is wrong with you? You're weird. You're an anomaly, whatever it may be. Those are the kinds of things that my ego tells me about myself because I've not been interested in them. So I went on to ask her why that is, and why, like, if there's crystals everywhere, why I don't pursue them and why I don't make them a part of a ritual or a part of my own spirituality. And so maybe you're somebody who loves crystals, or maybe you're somebody who isn't that interested in crystals. And either way, it's a deep knowing and trust that whatever you're intuitively called to is perfect for you. So it became very clear that those that are really called to crystals recognize or identify more with that physical form and that frequency that is a conduit through that physical form. And there are others of us who we don't need the physical in order to experience the frequency. We don't need the form in order to have the experience of the physical, tangible thing in our hands. And I had some memories popping up as I was reflecting on this. And I remember as a kid, I would spend hours searching for agates. I would be just moving through rock after rock, fascinated by all of the different types and finding ones that when you first saw it, the way it was laying, it looked ugly, and then lifting it up and seeing crystals. Do you remember that as a kid? How fascinated you were with something as simple as rocks? It's been brought back to me after having children. I have one son in particular who did the same thing. He would always, everywhere we went, if we went to a restaurant, if we were on vacation, you would find him, his attention drawn to the ground, looking at rocks. I mean, he has a rock collection like no other. And the most beautiful thing that I think about when I have those memories of him and then becoming an adult and making everything so serious and forgetting the wonder and awe that was found in rocks is that he would find them and always bring them to me like they were the greatest gift in the world. Just ecstatic to be giving this gift of a rock that had a unique pattern or crystals or whatever it is. You see, I realize now as I'm sharing this, he was connected to the truth of the resourcefulness of our earth, her beauty, his appreciation and recognition of it. And that's just what kids are still connected to that I think as adults we start to forget. And now I'm realizing that that's why Flora came, was to remind us of that same wonder and awe, of the beauty, of the magic hiding in simple, everyday, ordinary things. The most important thing about these stories and about the message that was coming through is for you to just remember and to know whether you have physical experience with nature, with the earth's beauty, or you don't, that frequency is available always. Hold the belief in knowing that there is so much happening, not only in the unseen realm above, but also the unseen realm below. In form, in the formless and in the form, below the ground, below your feet, hiding in the rocks, hiding in nature. So much energy contained. There's an order, there's a natural order, there's a grid, there's a way nature moves and flows. And it doesn't require anything from us. It doesn't require our human interference. In fact, our interference is what's creating the artificial and creating the distraction from the pure. For me, I think I'm very sensitive to energy, which is why else I haven't been called to crystals, because so many of them have touched other human hands. There's remnants of others' energy on them. They're not pure. They're not as pure as the rock that I dig up directly in the ground that's never been touched by human fingers, by human energy. It hasn't been tainted by judgment or labeling. This is a pretty rock. This is an ugly rock. This one's beautiful. All of those things are just adding energy on top of the purity of what it is. And which is why else, no matter what we humanly create to replicate or to mimic nature, it doesn't hold the potency or the purity or the truest vibration of what it is. because our human vibration, which is mostly driven by ego, interfered with it. The reason why Flora came to me at this time was because I was experiencing my own new levels of lack. I was feeling disconnected from nature. It's the middle of winter, the long part of winter in Minnesota, which meant I wasn't out connecting in nature in the way I do three other seasons out of the year. And it was such a gift that she came to me during this time, during the dead of winter, during the dark of winter. And to remind me, like, of my how that separation from the earth and the earth's resources is what was creating an energetic of lack in my being. The lack is coming from forgetting that abundance is all around us, and that the physical abundance, the material, everything comes from the earth, the form of the earth. This is why so often in pictures, if you were to do a search on Canva for pictures about abundance, you're going to see lavender fields or oranges or produce. Abundance is shown symbolically through pictures of nature and Earth's creation. Isn't that interesting? That's the abundance that is nourishing to us. It's giving. Think about the produce and the juiciest piece of fruit that you can eat, or vegetables, or everything. Everything that sustains us comes from the earth. And it just gives. It gives and gives and gives. No strings attached. Pure joy of giving. And we receive when we remember. And that receiving, truly receiving, is the thing that allows us to not be in the forgotten state of lack. When we forget, we neglect the earth. She's not neglected because of what we are doing to her. She's neglected because we forget the deeper energetic of provision, of abundance, of giving, of receiving. She's neglected because she's unacknowledged and unappreciated. Not because we do things that are hurtful, but because we energetically disconnect. She's not acknowledged for her gifts. That's the pain. That's the disconnect. Not recycling. Now, I'm not saying don't recycle because it doesn't matter. I'm just saying the root of the root is an energetic always. And when we go to the root and appreciate and acknowledge and recognize this abundance and this providing and this giving and this receiving and this relationship in our form and in her form, the doing takes care of itself. But it's just a distraction if we don't go to the root of this appreciation, of this gratitude, of this recognition, of this knowing and acknowledgement that the earth is the source of physical material. Tell me anything that is in your hands, that is touchable and seeable and breathable and smellable and whatever other senses and all of it, that doesn't come from the earth or the manipulation of the earth. When we know this, like we know it, like we know it, like we know it, then the rest starts to fall into place, because she is seen and understood and appreciated for her beauty and her bounty. Her bounty. I want to say bountifulness. Bountifulness? Bountifulness? Is that a word? That's the word that wants to come through. You get what I'm saying. I know you do. And there's even more that we haven't discovered from her yet. That as we continue to expand and amplify our appreciation and our acknowledgement, and we start to see what already is, she reveals more to us. She has even more to give. And as we acknowledge And as we appreciate, and as we express gratitude, and as we recognize and realize that this is the source of our material abundance, we make different choices automatically. We don't do the things that cause physical depletion of the earth. But we can't address physical depletion of the earth until we address how we are emotionally depleting the earth. That's what hurts the most. Not the physical. And the people who are trying to save the earth are focused on the physical and forgetting oftentimes the emotional. That is what the mind and the ego does, is it shortcuts things. It jumps way ahead in time and fast tracks it, thinking if we can address the physical, then that solves everything. But without addressing the emotional depletion, the addressing the physical is not sustainable. As this particular message was coming through, I was overcome with emotion. My heart physically hurt as I tapped into what I was perceiving as the emotion of the earth. And I realized it was a perceiving. And the next question I asked was, is this really her pain or is this my pain? My pain of not feeling seen, appreciated, acknowledged, feeling alone, feeling emotionally depleted. Is this really her or am I just projecting myself onto her? Is it mine? And the answer I got was, you are one. She is me, she is you. You are her, I am her. Her experiences are my experiences are her experiences, and this reconciling of the form of the earth and the form of me and my body and the oneness of source and God energy started to come together. And then I started to hear a little bit deeper message that I must not have been ready to hear, but it was along the lines of, her experience is what is embedded into our collective trauma. Like her experience of separation and how we project separation onto her by forgetting the resourcefulness that is hiding in her hills and in the sky and all around and even more than we can even fathom is just representative of the separation from God altogether. Because she is nature and she is creation herself and creation from the Creator. And it makes sense that you and I and all the humans are experiencing the same emotional pain of separation that she is. For she is a reflection of you and you of her. And as you heal your pain through appreciation and recognition of her, you are healing your own trauma because you cannot appreciate and recognize the earth without simultaneously recognizing and appreciating yourself. And you start to see, you start to project, perceive her while simultaneously perceiving yourself. For any and all appreciation, acknowledgement, gratitude, recognition of abundance in the earth is a direct mirror of all of that in you. And we get glimpses of this when we take a moment and spend time in nature. I remember when the pandemic first hit, because of all the time that I spend in nature, I know where all of the hidden trails are, the hidden snowmobile trails or deer trails or anything are in my area. And I love wandering and venturing onto trails where I don't run into another soul. And the best part is I get to let my dog run off leash, which gets him a lot of exercise and allows me to just totally soak in the nature around me. Little side note there, little bonus of wandering onto trails that are not really trekked. But when the pandemic hit, I felt frustrated because every trail I went on, and this is again just like my own ego experience, every trail I went on, I kept coming across people and I would get annoyed and frustrated because the privacy and the connection and the personal relationship I had with nature on all of these hidden trails was compromised because other people discovered the same trails.
But the bigger picture here of what was happening and what probably many of you remember, the hidden gems hiding in the pandemic, was people were outside enjoying nature in the middle of the day instead of in their offices or at their jobs. When everything shut down, people's intuition guided them back to nature. Every trail, no matter how obscure it was, had people on it. People were waking back up to their appreciation and gratitude and love for nature. So while I was frustrated and irritated and wished that I had it all to myself, a little greedy, I wanted Oliver all to myself, the bigger picture here was that through that, there was collective trauma around separation being healed. And I remember another moment during the pandemic that I feel a little nervous sharing because my viewpoints are different than the majority. But I guess we wouldn't be here if you probably also weren't a little bit of a weirdo. I remember what I was experiencing during this channeling session where my heart hurt. I mean, I was physically crying as I was speaking and channeling. My heart hurt so bad. I still feel the heaviness on my heart revisiting it now. But I had a moment like that before, and it came out of the blue. And I was sitting in my living room, and I looked out the window, and we have a lot of nature around our home. And I started to cry. And what I was crying about at that time, this was right when the vaccines were coming out, and people were feeling hope again because vaccines were coming out. And I received a message and I said, gosh, why am I crying? Like, I'm seeing the earth and I'm crying. I could feel her pain, my own pain, right? And the message I heard, and it might have been Flora then and I just didn't know it. The message I heard was they've forgotten that I heal, I help, I provide. And they've instead put their hope, humanity, much of humanity, put their hope in human creation over my creation. This is the earth talking in my mind. And they've forgotten me, that I heal. I'm here. I am healing. And instead, put their hope in human creation, which was coming from greed and fear, and not the power of giving and receiving. It was just such a strong message that then was able to come back through this particular session. So back to this message. It boils down to real appreciation and recognition of her, which is of you, and remembering always there is no lack. There is no safety and security that can be provided from the external world. She has it covered in this physical form. That is what she is created to do. And when we seek and believe that our needs are going to be met from someplace other than her, we're denying exactly what she was created for, and we're denying ourselves and what we were created for, and this creates pain and suffering. We've seen the full duality, especially during the pandemic. We saw, on one hand, so much of humanity connecting back in with the earth. And we saw, on the other hand, we became more and more reliant on human creation rather than earth creation. Rather than the healing that she was providing us, humans took over. And this is why, for me, my personal choice my intuitive guidance was to not get vaccinated. I wasn't resonating with the human solution. I was more resonant with trusting and believing in the earth solution. And this is one perspective, because I also recognize, if we look at this through the lens of choosing fear or choosing love, that the human creations of vaccines were an absolute godsend for so many people who were living in immense fear. And they were not a godsend for others who weren't in that same fear, which is why there is no right, wrong, good, bad choice. And nothing means anything until we give it meaning. There is just your choice, your intuitive choice, your aware choice. And even if the choice wasn't intuitive, an opportunity to reflect on all of it for our own growth, our own awareness, our own acceptance, our own discernment. So as I share my experience and my perspective, it does not make any other experience or any other perspective wrong. This is a personal relationship we're in with Source. And it isn't anybody else's business what anybody else does based on that personal relationship. So back to our Earth. She's yours, you are hers. She holds abundance and healing. This is a time for you to remember. There's never anything to be afraid of. There is not lack. You are provided for always. And when you are connected to her, and another soul is also connected to her, there is a connection between you and the other soul. Even the ones on the trail that I didn't want to be there, we were all connected. And I was attempting to disconnect through annoyance. So all that to say, any and all disconnection that you are experiencing starts and ends with disconnection to the earth. The first separation was the earth. The second separation was us who inhabit the earth. So part of our path back home is to reconnect to her and remember that we belong to her and she belongs to us. And she is completely ours when we'll have her. This is where the message gets even more interesting and even deeper. This particular guide went on to say that the earth represents the feminine partner to the masculine source. The recognition that God is the provider on the spiritual realm and she is the provider on the material realm. And what this means for you is that you are provided for on both realms. And what happens is, as humans, we find ourselves stuck in the middle. And all of our shadows are stuck in that middle place, and we forget. We vacillate. Sometimes we can remember we're provided for on the spiritual realm. Other times we remember, we push to be provided for on the human realm. And this is what I mean when I say 100% spirit and 100% human. You are provided for on all realms. You have dual providers, physical and spirit, and they are always available. And the ways that the physical Mother Earth can provide are limitless in the material realm. So if you are challenged by the material, if you are sensing lack in the physical, try and experience some appreciation and recognition of our resourceful, abundant, beyond ways you can even see Earth and how she provides. That's a great place to start. Detach from seeing other humans as your source. Other humans are not the source. There's another topic that came up, a hot topic, around genetically modified food. And this was just another example, similar to human-created replicants of healing that came forward. So the reason why this is such a hot topic is that it is, again, an example of humans interfering and attempting to do Earth's job. We have a tendency to do that. Our ego loves to play God and Earth, apparently. The reality is that anything that is human created can only be an echo, an illusion of the truth, of the purest version. And we have access to the purest version, so why? Why do we need its illusion or its shadow? When humans attempt to replicate the Earth, usually from an intention or a way of being that is coming from lack, they create more lack than abundance. Even when temporarily it seems as though there is abundance. It is our greed, our belief that we can replicate or create artificially what already exists in pure form, that actually causes us to deplete the Earth in an attempt to create our own version of nature. In an attempt to create something better than what? Better than what God already created? Isn't that fascinating? That is the power of our ego. We believe we can do it better than God himself. And then we convince ourselves that not only can we do it better, but somehow us doing it is helping humanity. This is a call for radical trust. Trust in the laws of the universe, trust in the earth, trust in oneness. Because anything outside of that is a hidden intention and desire for control and belief that we are in lack. So while we attempt to attack those hot topics, there's a deeper energetic that's being asked of us. And it's so simple. That call to artificial human creation or human interference is not to fight against it. That just perpetuates the same thing that it's already creating. It's to just remember. If we have to fight against it, then we are also in lack and we believe it has power over us. It doesn't. Just like it doesn't have power that is greater than the Earth's or sources. If we truly believed that, we wouldn't have to fight against it. We would just turn back to the appreciation, knowing, and trust that we are provided for in the material and the physical realm. There would be a neutrality. The only reason there is polarity is because both sides believe the exact same thing. Anything you are fighting against, the only reason you would ever fight against it is if you believe it has power, which just gives it more power. It mirrors the same power you perceive it to have back to you. It's a battle that cannot be won. And we've talked about this in previous podcast episodes with the analogy of a game of tug of war and finding neutrality. So when I bring up things like genetically modified foods or vaccines or any of the hot topics of today's world, it is not to create polarity. It is to remember there is a middle way, and it all starts with an appreciation and a knowing that there is more happening for us in the unseen realm than we can even realize. And that when we align to that truth, that there is no lack, we stop leaking our power outside of ourselves and remember the truth of who we really are, which is one with it all. Any action, reaction, doing that is coming from a place of judgment rather than a place of love and appreciation is simply going to perpetuate the illusion of lack. So remember and appreciate the infinite material resources our earth can bring to us. Believe in her power to heal herself. Believe in her power to transform, to become abundant in all things we believe are lacking right now. Believe in miracles. Believe in an illusion that is not the current illusion that you're perceiving. Lead from your heart in love, in partnership and co-creation with the earth for the material, and in partnership and co-creation with Source, with God for the spirit. Source does not speak the same language as the earth. Source does not speak in the language of material, but she does. So whatever you are attempting to co-create in this life, which if it is in this life, it is still an illusion. Bring the physical through her. The spirit provisions that are different than the material are your intuitions, the guidance, the direction, the disposition that comes from your heart of seeing the world through a lens of love. The earth provisions, the material, are the matter. And when you meld the two, as in head-heart coherence, the mind, intuition of Source, the heart of love, appreciation, and gratitude, energy turns into matter. A new illusion is created. Some would say that this is the fifth dimension. Still an illusion because there's still separation. But a new illusion. An illusion that gives us more glimpses and echoes of the truth. More glimpses of joy, peace, harmony, love, freedom. Still an illusion, but an illusion that moves us closer to the truth. See that picture in your mind of a juicy orange, one simple orange. Beautiful, delicious, juicy, sweet, every sense activated. Every human sense activated in one piece of fruit. Abundance, abundance, abundance. Energy turned into matter to nourish and feed your soul. In spirit, there's no need for the orange. Yet we are 100% human and 100% spiritual. Relish in the material, in the matter. Appreciate it. This is how we start to reconcile and merge the duality of form in the earth, which is separated from Source, into oneness. Both are necessary for the true co-creation process. Those of you listening to this podcast, my guess is you're already very tapped into nature. You feel its power. It does something from you, makes you feel alive. It raises your vibration, your cells. Take it deeper. Recognize her abundance. I remember when I first started this journey, especially around wealth consciousness, one of the most powerful experiences I had in nature was while walking, seeing and imagining that all the leaves were money. And how would I interact with and relate with money if it was leaves? If it was literally just leaves? That was one of the beautiful lessons that nature taught me about the neutrality of money and being able to see it through the lens of leaves. They fall, looks like they're gone. They always come back. More abundant and beautiful than when they fell, season after season. It's just one example of how much wisdom nature holds for us. As spring is about to come, which in the North and Midwest is very much anticipated, spend time in nature in a new appreciation, in a new acknowledgement of all of the resources coming from this. Thank you for joining me on this journey, this exploration, these new perspectives of Earth and Source and us and our interaction and experience of all of them. I appreciate you. I appreciate her. I appreciate me. Sending you smiles and love. Goodbye for now.
Thank you for tuning in and your contribution in raising your own frequency in the entire collectives. For more resources and bonus material, check out the link in the description of this episode. Until next time, happy manifesting.